Jesus says, "When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance." We pray with our bodies, not just our minds, because that is how we were created. And when we stand to pray, as Jesus puts it, the language of our bodies and the words on our lips should correspond so that we can conform our hearts to the words we are praying. Standing is the default posture of prayer. This is evident throughout the Bible and in the universal practice of the Eastern churches. We can see this at the Sunday Divine Liturgy, when people stand for the solemn moments of the liturgy. When the faithful finish the creed and turn to the Eucharistic sacrifice, the deacon admonishes us, "Let us stand aright. Let us stand in awe. Let us be attentive to offer the holy anaphora in peace." We stand upright, at attention, because we are in awe of the mysteries about to be accomplished in our midst. We stand at attention to focus our minds on what is happening. The deacon is recalling us from our distractions. Modern churches have pews. This is an innovation and a concession to human weakness. It can obscure the fact that standing is the basic posture of prayer. In traditional churches, there were no pews, just chairs against the wall for people who were too weak to stand. Pews are a temptation to sit back, relax, and take in the show. But when we pray in private, like the publican, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner," how can we sit back and relax unless we're confined to a wheelchair? We stand to beg God's mercy, or perhaps we throw ourselves to the ground at Christ's feet. "All rise," the bailiff commands when the judge is about to enter the courtroom. The judge sits first, and then people sit. We stand whenever someone comes into a room to acknowledge their presence and to express a willingness to set aside our priorities for theirs. It shows respect and deference to authority. Standing is a posture that creates some physical tension, and it is appropriate to the physical work of prayer. When we stand to pray, we begin by making the sign of the cross and saying, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." This simple action is a powerful prayer that engages our mind and our bodies. It signifies at least three things. We affirm our faith in the Holy Trinity. We invoke the power of the life-giving cross for our protection and salvation. And we express an intention to take up the cross ourselves. Over the centuries and around the world, the sign of the cross has been made in different ways. This is how we do it. We bring the thumb and first two fingers of the right hand to a point. This symbolizes the Trinity. The two shorter fingers remain pressed against the palm. These signify the two natures of Christ, human and divine. We touch the forehead with the point, and then the stomach, and then the right shoulder, and then the left. This action traces a cross on our bodies. We can begin and end our prayers with the sign of the cross, and while we pray, we make the sign of the cross at appropriate times. Our experience in the services and guidance from the prayer book can help us here. In general, we make the sign of the cross whenever the Holy Trinity or the three persons are mentioned, and at other times according to custom. Sometimes everyone makes the sign of the cross, and sometimes individuals do this as an expression of personal piety. Sometimes the sign of the cross is done together with a bow, or in some services, a full prostration. When we pray privately, we have a great deal of freedom here. We should freely employ the body language we learn in services in our private prayer. Let us not be spiritual couch potatoes, shying away from the work of prayer. Our Lord is coming to the door of our hearts. Let us arise and stand attentively, ready to greet him face to face. Let us bow and make the sign of the cross, acknowledging who he is, what he has done for us, and our commitment to follow him to the end. For Christ is good and loves us all.